why. You've just said there is power in the blood, and as always, I would request that we sing that song. Amen. Thank you for speaking that. Hallelujah. Power in the blood.
Can you find the words for this power?
Would you be free?
Yeah. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you be da 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 da? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do something for Jesus, your King?
There's power in the blood.
Father, we give you praise, honor, and adoration in Jesus' name. Thank you, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you this morning, and we ask you to speak to us. Encourage us this morning, teach us this morning, and guide us. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Wow, it is wonderful to be back here. And just before we go to the ministry of the word, would you allow me to introduce David, Edgar, and his family just to greet you? Just come for 1 minute. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, I'll have to be a Canadian this morning by doing this.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, in Africa, I would have done this.
Praise God. Amen. This morning, I don't have much to say. I thank God for safe journey that he brought us from Saskatoon, and now we are here in Maple Creek, and I think we are ready to receive the word from Mom. So,
praise the Lord. So when the mic was going on saying, what are you thankful for, I thought, should I raise my hand? Or should I wait for this moment? And I thank God for this moment, and I'm really grateful that to see you again. I'm grateful that we have a friendship here in Maple Creek, you know, coming all the way from Kenya and living in Saskatoon. The way God connected us with Pastor Hans is just amazing, and I'm thankful for that. Last time we were here, I think we were only three of us. Now we are grateful again for the addition in the family. And thank you for your prayers. And the little one has already joined the rest of your children downstairs. So we are so grateful for that. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. Alaska. Slowly, slowly, I'm learning to be a little Canadian. In terms of time, I have a little story to tell you. A man and his wife left Saskatoon a few years ago to go to Tanzania to minister to pastors and leaders. And so the meeting was scheduled to start at 9 in the morning. So this man from Saskatoon was at the venue at exactly 8:45. And he found the janitor putting things up, making sure everything was in place. So he sat with his wife, and they looked at the watch, and it was 8:45, 10 minutes to 9, 9 o'clock sharp. 9:30, 10 in the morning, they asked the janitor, "Is there anything wrong? Are we in the right place?" He said, "Yes, they are coming. The pastors will be arriving any moment from now." The host pastor arrived at 11:30. Then the rest started trickling in at 12:30, 1, and the rest arrived at 2.
Edith said, "We are going to the village tomorrow," when I was there. And I said, "When do we have to be there?" "At 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I was ready, and I knew it took an hour to drive there. At 10 o'clock, we were still in Eldridge. We still had another hour to drive. And there was a problem with, we needed to pick up somebody. And at 11:30 or 11 o'clock, we started driving. We got to the church at 12 o'clock. And I know in Maple Creek, if I didn't show up for 2 hours until 12, they've all been gone. But they were just going full speed, and then we were there for another 3 hours.
So he is confirming my little story. Praise God. But I am trying. This morning, Maddie, I heard her say, "Pastor Edith, we have to be in church in the next 1 hour." And I said, "Oh my God." But I tried. At least we were here on time. So something is happening, praise God. I'm learning, and there is always something to learn when you go to another country. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so that's why I was asking Pastor, what time is it? Because back home, they haven't even all arrived at the church now, and they'll be there after about 3 o'clock. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is wonderful to be back here. We thank the Lord for the friendship, the love of God that is continuing to grow between us. between this family and the family in Africa. We thank you for your kindness. Many of you have made such a great impact in our ministry. The things that are happening there, testimonies that make people want to know the God of heaven that we are serving. We are so grateful. Children are going to school. Thank you so much. Some families who on many occasions do not have food on their table have food. They have clothing. They have beddings now. May God bless this assembly. May God bless your pastor and his associates and all of you that have made a decision or have been touched by the Lord to stand with our mission. May God bless you so much. Hallelujah. I claim a scripture for you here, for all of you, and those of you who have particularly been very, very kind. Proverbs 22:9 says, "He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor." May God bless you. I claim that promise and that blessing for you. May God of heaven enlarge your territories. In Jesus' name. I have always prayed, and I will continue praying, and I'm setting up a network of intercessors to specifically pray for this assembly. Because there is power in prayer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And thank you, Robert, for the good job that you are doing. Hallelujah. Just want to give him a... To God be all the glory. When I was thinking last night and asking the Lord what he would like me to share, when I started ministry, I started as an evangelist because I had to go from heart to heart, from house to house. So you must have noticed that I cannot stand still. The other day when I was speaking to the conference, the region of Saskatchewan, we had the Ladies Prayer Network at the Living Waters. The wife of the pastor said, "I'm going to get a leash and tie me to the altar." I told the Lord, "Help me today to be a teacher, to just stand like Pastor Hans over there." I don't know. Let's hope that it will be so this morning in the name of Jesus. How many of us have heard my testimony before? Yes, almost. Anyone who has not heard my testimony that I'm a product of prayer. And I'm so happy to see you. I think I remember her. You are the lady who works with the hairy something people, the school. You are a teacher. Yes, 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 yes. Praise God. And you are baptized. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm missing some of my friends today. We will call them in prayer in the name of Jesus. Because there is power in prayer. There is power in the blood. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. First Samuel, chapter 12. First Samuel, chapter 12. Father, we thank you again for the ministry of the word this morning. We invite your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. We ask you to minister this morning. Minister healing, deliverance and salvation and restoration in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. The prophet Samuel is speaking to the children of Israel. And he is saying, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. We are saved. We are delivered. We are walking in the light of God. We are blessed and we know him. He is saying, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray. Failing to pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Failing to pray is sin. And that is why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our perfect example. The Bible says in the book of Mark 1:35. Let's have it on that board. Mark chapter 1:35. The Bible says, very early in the morning, Jesus rose up and went to a solitary place to pray. Let's have it there. Yeah, very early, thank you, Jesus. Very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed. He is our perfect example. He prayed when he was on earth. Luke 6:12. We want to see our perfect example, Jesus Christ. Luke 6:12. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Hallelujah. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spend the night praying. He rose up in the morning, as recorded in the Gospel of Mark. He rose up early to go to a solitary place to pray. As recorded in the Gospel of Luke. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray. And he did not just pray for 5 minutes. He did not pray for 10 minutes, the Bible records, and spent the whole night. In another version, he says, the whole night praying. Let's see what happens in the next verse 13, I think. Hallelujah. Verse 13. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before a very important exercise, he decided to go and speak to his heavenly Father to be able to make the right choice. When we become men and women of prayer, we make right choices. We make right choices in our families. We make definite choices in our very individual lives. We make good choices in our community, in our church. We choose to honor God. We choose to respect the authorities that have been placed before us by God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He decided to seek wisdom in prayer, to be able to choose, to be able to make the right choices. When you become a man or woman of prayer, the Holy Spirit on many occasions will direct you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. A friend of mine, Mavis, who brought me to this church the other day, said to me in the month of July, yes, no, June, I'd like to take you, Pastor Edith, to visit a friend of mine in Edmonton. And I said, perfect, we'll pray. Then I told my prayer team back in Kenya that we'll be leaving Saskatoon, going to Edmonton. Pray for us as we go. And so we arrived on Friday evening. And it was wonderful. This lady is a woman of prayer too. So we had a wonderful evening. Then they said, I overheard them saying, so what time are we leaving tomorrow, Saturday morning? And then I heard them say 10 o'clock. I didn't know where we were going to go. But I didn't have peace. So I was curious and said, where are we going? They said, oh, Pastor Edith, you have not seen our country. So we are taking you to the mountains. To, is it called Jasper? Yeah, they said, it's so beautiful. I said, wow, okay. All right, let's see what happens tomorrow. When I woke up in the morning, I found them, they were already dressed and ready. And I said, ladies, you don't know how to start when you are a guest. I said, ladies, can I say something? Yes. I said, I don't think I want to go to the mountains. Of course, it was a disappointment. They said, why? I said, I just want to be at home. I want to pray. Just want to be here. I'm enjoying this little house. Just want to pray. So we had some breakfast. I didn't feel like taking much, I just wanted something to drink. This lady, the host, has a girl who comes from Venezuela, and she has kind of almost adopted this daughter to stay in their home and to bless her and to help her and take her to school and do everything within their ability to make this girl happy and change her destiny. So this little girl went out, and we were at home. I prayed and came out, stayed with them, prayed, came out and stayed with them. And then at exactly 7:59 in the evening, because I asked, Della, what time is it? Just want to go to my room and pray again. She said, well, it's 7:59. I said, see you soon. So I went to the room. And I started praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this family. Bless the husband of Della, wherever he is, in Jesus' name. Because he wasn't at home. He usually goes to the, there is a place they go and do some work in the northern part of Saskatoon, I think, or Saskatchewan. Bless the man of the house with peace. Bless him with your protection and grace. Each and every person that lives in this home, the children of this family, the daughter, the son, the daughter-in-law, the children, and the girl that stays in this house, I don't know her name, Lord, but bless her, protect her, give her peace, give her wisdom. And then I switched into tongues. I prayed in tongues for 15 minutes after praying in English. Then I came out at 8:30 back to the table. And in 1 minute, there was a telephone call. So Della picked the phone and went to the room. Then she came back. She said, oh, God, thank you for your protection. Thank you for protecting my daughter. So we said, what's happening? She said, she has been involved in an accident at exactly 8 o'clock. But thank you, Jesus. The car is wrecked, but she is alive. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God indeed.
Praise God indeed. The daughter who comes from Venezuela at 8 o'clock was involved in an accident. But God of heaven, who is the Alpha and Omega, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the beginning and the end. He sees into the future. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give me the courage to say no, to go into the mountains, because he knew a life has to be spared through prayer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And this woman, she came and hugged me and said, Pastor Edith, thank you for saying no to going to the mountains. I said, thank God. It is not me. I just obeyed some supernatural voice, some supernatural intervention. It is exciting to be able to go out. I have heard people talk about it. It is beautiful. But God of heaven restrained me, because I'm here. Not only am I in Canada to visit my family, but I am here to do the will of my Father. I am a missionary to my own country and to the nations of the world. Thank you, Jesus. And when you begin a life of prayer, you get close to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that they can communicate to you and you can hear clearly. And you are able to make a choice. A choice between praying at home or a choice to go to the mountains. And that is why Jesus, our Lord and Savior, decided to spend most of his time praying and asking his Father the way forward. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. praying. It is a task. It does not just happen. It is a process. You have to begin. There is a saying that says, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And you keep going. A journey of prayer begins with a grace before a meal. You learn how to bless and how to be thankful for the meal. The other day I was thinking, okay, Father, we have to be thankful for the food that you have given us, because many people in the world are starving. Two, we have to bless this food and let it be sanctified, because you have said in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, 25, I will bless your food and I will bless your water and I will remove sickness from your midst. So God, you will bless this food as we pray for a blessing, that it will be good in our little tummies. Two, when we invite the presence of the Father before eating, you will eat slowly so that you are not choked. Because you have already told your Heavenly Father, you know, in Africa where people have no food, they eat so quickly and then they want to go for more, and then they want to go, so they eat quickly so that the food is not finished. And if you eat very quickly and carelessly, you are choked. But when you pray, you will be slow. You will eat slowly. Are we agree? You'll come and see what happens in Africa. They scramble for food. Nyam, 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 nyam. And they go, excuse me, but I have to tell you the truth. But when you pray, there is some sense of dignity. You will eat slowly, knowing that God who has provided will continue providing. You will have enough. So you will start by saying the grace and thanking God for provision. I know you watch news, and some of these things are not new. She requested us last night, would you like to watch the news? And we said yes. Because sometimes it's good to know what's happening around the world and for you to know how to pray. And so one step, pray for your meal. And then you know the truth. That you have to have prayer before you go to bed. Why? You need the presence of the Lord to protect you. You are not your own. There is someone who cares for you. You need his presence. You need the angelic protection. And that is why the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about those who fear him. But you have to open your mouth and say, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, send the angels to encamp round about us as we go to bed. Because when you sleep, you don't know what is going on, what is happening. You need supernatural intervention. You need the power of God, the presence of God, the angels of the Lord to encamp round about you. So you pray as a family. But I know, I don't know about here, but I know some families, when I spoke about this in our church, some came forward and said, the last time we ever prayed together as a family is 1901. 1901. Meaning they have never ever had a family devotion before going to bed. No. It's a forgotten story. But we have to pray, even if it is 10, 15 minutes, to invite the presence of God. Invite his protection. And tell him, thank you for protecting us throughout the day. We have come home. Thank you for watching over us. We have been driving in the highways and in the byways. We give you thanks, our Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over us. You have watched over the children. They have gone to school. They are back. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Just thank you. And now as we go to bed, we invite your presence. Protect us and watch over us in Jesus' name. That is family. But there is individual devotion. Because salvation is personal. He is my personal savior. He is not our corporate savior. You have to have your time alone with him. Jesus, the Bible says in Mark 1:35, he left everybody else. He left the disciples and went alone to a solitary place to speak to his Heavenly Father. He had issues that he only wanted to speak on his own to his Heavenly Father. There are things you don't want to speak in a prayer group. There are things you don't want anybody to know. The other day, a family called me in Saskatoon. Said, Pastor Edith, we have an issue. Would you like to come and pray for our son-in-law and daughter? The family sat. The daughter and the son-in-law sat down. And then the parents said, speak. They didn't speak. Speak. They didn't speak. Then I said, come. Is there a private room here? Yes, we have the TV room. Took the son-in-law. And he said, Pastor Edith, I have a problem with my eyes. I'm watching yuck in my computer. Everywhere where there is any gadget that enables me to watch yuck. I'm watching horrible things, bad things, and it's affecting my marriage. And I said, well, I'll touch these eyes. I'll dedicate these eyes to the owner. And I want to give you a scripture in the book of Job 31, I believe. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. I say, you make a covenant with these eyes. Because I know there is a man. Oh, already. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Ya mama shikararaba. Italalaba. There is a man I know. In Kenya, unfortunately, because of watching junk, things that a child of God is not supposed to watch, he went blind. He went blind. A young man of 41, he just went blind. So I told this man, and he is a pilot. God of heaven has given you these eyes to serve him in your career as you take God's people. Flying. You need clarity up there. It's a gift that God has given you. Because our totality of being is a gift. Our feet to carry the gospel. Our ears to hear. Our mouths to speak forth the oracles of God. And your eyes to read the word. And you have a wonderful career, man of God. So I prayed for him. And I anointed his eyes. In 10 days, the mother-in-law called me, weeping, crying, said, "Our son-in-law has not only stopped it, he has repented. He has spoken to 4 of his other friends. And he had backslidden from being involved in the youth of the church. He has come back full time. And he spoke to the youth pastor of their church and said, 'Could we invite Pastor Edith to come and speak to our youth?'" And I went on Friday night. And this man that I prayed for was so actively involved in the youth affairs. And he was crying, even as I ministered. Afterwards, he said, "Do you know I have been delivered?" I said, "To God be all the glory." And last night, thank you, Pastor. From the mother-in-law, oh, we have to learn how to use these little gadgets here. Dear Pastor Edith, thank you again for your amazing ministry to the young people on Friday evening. Could you remind me the name of the church in Maple Creek that receives donations for your church in Kenya? The youth pastor would like to send a donation to your church from the youth ministry through the Maple Creek Church. Blessings. This was just confirming that I will pick you up at 7. The youth program starts at 7, but they have you on the schedule to speak at 7:30. See you tomorrow. Would you like to come for tea after that? That's okay. Praise God. The son-in-law of that family, after an encounter with the Lord Jesus, is now again on fire helping the youth pastor. Prayer changes destiny. And I was talking about personal prayer. There are things you don't want people to know, but only God of heaven knows, and you know. Because in our closets, we are real human beings. And outside, we are little angels. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are little angels outside here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you are on your own, except when you have been touched by the power of the blood, there are issues. And there are issues that you alone would deal with and the Holy Spirit. So talk to your Heavenly Father or confide in one person and say, I need help. I need help. I cannot make it. I have been coming to church for the last 87 years. But I need help. We need to be real. Getting saved is one step. And then you have issues to deal with. One by one, you drop one by one in the light of the Word of God. You check yourself in the mirror of the Word. You go to Galatians 5. From 16. And check yourself in the mirror of the Word of God. Check yourself in the mirror of the Word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Until you become an overcomer. Glory to God. Job said, I have made a covenant. And so this young man made a decision. And to God be all the glory. That this young man is delivered. We prayed. We prayed. This morning, I'm teaching this assembly the importance of prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you go home, today, check yourself in the mirror of the Word. The mirror in Galatians 5:16 right through to 22. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praying. We learned from the book of Samuel this morning, as we almost come to a close, that not to pray. If I had not prayed for that little girl, she would have perished. I went to that room, and I knelt down. And I said, God, there is a reason why you brought me to this family. I thank you in the name of Jesus. I bless them. I pray that they be rooted and established in the Word of God. And I speak your protection, everlasting Father, in the name of Jesus. Because your Word says in Jeremiah 3:3, verse 3, call upon me. I am calling upon you. On behalf of this family, Jehovah. Do a new thing. Refresh them. Encourage them. I invite your peace because you are Jehovah Shalom. You are healing because you are Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Thank you, blessed Redeemer, for your mercies that are new every morning. And then you have to pray for your pastor. Paul. In the book of Romans 15:30. Romans 15, verse 30. We are still talking about prayer. When I spoke about Galatians 5:16, that you go and read at home, 16 to 22, and begin looking at yourself and praying and asking God, I don't want this in my life. I'm a child of God. I refuse this in Jesus' name. Get rid of this, my Father, in the power of the blood of the Lamb. I refuse this. I refuse this. And when you come to the fruits of the Holy Spirit, you will tell the Lord, I need, the, no, 30, 30, 30. 15, verse 30. Romans 15, 30, it should be. 3-0. Romans 15, verse 30. Hallelujah. Yes. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Paul is asking for prayer. And he's a mighty man of God. He is so mighty. That man is so mighty. And we see his might in Acts 19. I think so. I hope so. Let's check Acts 19:11. We see the might of Paul. 19:11. God did extraordinary miracles through the hands of Paul, it should be. Continue. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. Continue. Yes, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him, handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched Paul, be healed in Jesus' name, were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Rakia Papa Shanta. That is the man of God. I mean, that is the mighty man of God who asked for prayer. Despite the fact that God was using him extraordinarily, he needed prayer. Who am I not to need prayer? Who are we not to need prayer? Who are we not to pray? If such a mighty man, that handkerchiefs, just handkerchiefs touching his body, placed on the sick and they got healed. Placing on the sick and they got healed and delivered from demons. We need to pray for our pastors. I need prayers too from you as a servant of God. Our servants in this assembly need prayers. They have decisions to make. They need the energy to continue ministering. They need fresh anointing. They need fresh revelation of the word. They need the love of God. So we need to pray for them. In the name of Jesus. A new purpose today, and say, I am going to begin praying. Blessing my pastor. And pastors that you know. That God of heaven continues to give them the grace, the courage, the wisdom, the ability to continue serving. Paul said, pray for me. Moses needed prayers too. I don't know where that is, but I think it must be in Exodus 8:17. Let's check. If it is wrong, forgive me. Exodus 8:17 should be. Thank you for. Have you ever prayed for the inventor of these gadgets? Father, this morning we bless the mother who gave birth to this engineer, that we are able to look at the word of God because of computer gadgets. Thank you, everlasting Father, even for the inventor of this mic. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the beauty of our assembly. Thank you for these beautiful gadgets that we are able to praise you. I really enjoyed the man. I was just wondering, how does he coordinate? He's hiding another hand here, and he's using the other one, and he's beating. God bless you where he is, wherever he is. Hallelujah, he's hiding over there. You are looking for a scripture. You are looking for Exodus 8:17. I hope so, in the name of Jesus. Then we are just about to close. No. No. Exodus, is it 17? Let's see 17. Forgive me for that. Exodus. Can somebody help me with a man of prayer here? Exodus 17. Can we check Exodus 17? Exodus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. 17. Is that Exodus? Yeah, it should be Exodus. 17. Thank you, Jesus. 17, 8. Yeah, 17:8. Yeah, continue. Continue to verse 9. Continue. Okay, I can read while we are waiting. Oh, yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Went to the hill. Yeah, so Joshua fought. Mm-hmm. As and Moses went to the top of the hill. Yeah, whenever. Yeah. Praise the Lord. There was a fight. And Moses said to Joshua, choose ask some men to go and fight with the Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron went on top of the hill. We are going to have a demonstration here. I'll invite you anew, and I'll invite you. Yeah, come. Yeah, we want to demonstrate. One of you is going to be Moses, and one of you is going to be Hur, and one of you is going to be Aaron, and then we need a Joshua to be fighting there. Now, Joshua, put up your, who is Joshua? You are Joshua. Put up your hand like this. And to God, you are praying. You are praying. And where is the fighter? Paul, you can fight. You are Joshua fighting. You fight. There. Just, you have your spear fighting. Yes, and your hand, yes. And he is winning. Now, put your hand down. You are tired. And then lift his hand. Keep fighting. The children of Israel are winning. The children of Israel are winning. The children of Israel are winning. Let's start again. Don't touch him. Yeah. Fight. He's winning. Now you are tired. Put your hands down. Oh, lie down, you are defeated. Oh, and then now you rise up and, yes, fight now. Fight, and now he's strengthened. Fight again. Yes, the children of Israel are winning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Moses was interceding. While the war was going on. And every time he was praying with his hands lifted up to God of heaven, the children of Israel were prevailing and they were winning against the Amalekites. When he got tired, thank God, there was Aaron and Hur to lift his hands up. Intercessors. Leaders get tired. I get tired too. We need people to lift us up in prayer and to support us, to lift their hands, to lift us up. Lifting hands means we need to support our pastoral team in prayer because they are in the battle field of winning souls. And it's not an easy game. It is a tough war to be able to win a soul from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the light of God and get that soul liberated and free to praise God, to worship God, to serve God. It is war. Hallelujah. It is like childbearing. No wonder Paul says in Galatians 4:19, my children, my little children, he's talking to the Galatian church. He's saying, my little children in whom I travail. Galatians 4:19. In whom I travail until Christ is formed in you. For me, for Pastor, to kneel down and call people from sin, from the kingdom of darkness, to the kingdom of light and salvation and healing. It is war. We need an army to stand and support us. As we wage war in the kingdom of darkness, because the enemy is not sleeping. And Jesus, to confirm this, Jesus said, men ought always to pray. Pastor, is that 18? The book of 18, Luke 18? Men always ought to pray. Can somebody confirm? We are just about to close. What was I saying? It's war. Yeah, thank you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains and of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Paul is talking to the church. He's in pain. He's interceding and saying, Lord, I am praying. In the name of Jesus, I bring my brother Obadiah to the throne of grace tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit of God would touch him, change him, deliver him from all manner of addictions. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of the Lamb over his life that you open his spiritual eyes to see the need for a Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for him, everlasting Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would deliver him from the powers of darkness and from the kingdom of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, liberate him together with his household. Everlasting Father, every struggle that they are undergoing as a family, my Redeemer, I pray your supernatural intervention, your supernatural interruption in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bring them, Everlasting Father, to the house of the Lord. Bring them, Everlasting Father, to the house of prayer. Bring them, Rukinama Irabashendelelebeshanda. Bring them, Everlasting Father, in the name of the Lord. May the word of God continue to be the light unto their feet, and that their feet would direct them to the house of prayer. And when they come to the house of the Lord, they give their lives to you, Everlasting Father. You send Jesus to die, that they may have destiny. And life now, and life eternally, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from the spirit of anger. Deliver them, Everlasting Father, in the name of Jesus. By the time we pray in a congregation of 200 people, the pastor will be tired. I get tired. I was very tired. I told Pastor last night that I was exhausted after ministering to the youth. Because 17 of them came forward and said, I'm making a decision for Jesus. And I cried so much. I cried. And then others had issues that I had to pray. We get weary. Moses got weary. We need an army to stand and pray for the pastoral team. And for your own family. You can reshape, I said at one time, you can reshape the destiny of your family through prayer. It is possible. I was a member of an evangelistic team in Kenya in the 80s. And in 1982, 1st of August, there was a coup d'etat. The then president, the second president, was to be overthrown by a military coup. That second president is a man of prayer, and he had intercessors countrywide. When I went to one of the meetings, an evangelistic mission, a man stood up and said, his name is Joshua Carrots. He said, that attempted coup, this sitting president, Daniel Toroitich Arap Moi, he will be in office until he retires. No one will shoot him as long as I'm alive. He said, no one will shoot him as long as I'm alive, because I'm on my knees praying for him 5 times a day. As I'm talking to you, that president has retired, and he is now 93 years old, very alive, still going to church, because one man decided to make a commitment to pray for him as long as that Joshua is alive. That man provoked me. What a faith. What a commitment to pray for protection. That second president, you can Google. Thank you, the mother of the man who invented Google. We bless you, mother. We don't know where you are, whether in Canada or America or in the Scandinavian or Timbuktu. We don't know. But we bless you, mother, for giving birth to this son who invented Google. That what I say, they can refer and find out Daniel Teroy Teacher Amor, he's still alive. 93 years now. Because someone decided that he will pray for him. Pardon? Yes. Thank you, Jesus! That pastor is reminding me something. It's confidential. Purpose. I'll come back to elaborate on the subject of prayer. We just scratched the surface. But I'll come back by the grace of God. Because my prayer is that this assembly, I know you pray. You pray, but pray more until you have a testimony that will shake the foundations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will purpose to pray. Jesus prayed. The prophets of old prayed. You go home and read Psalm 54, verse 1 to 2. When you go home, we'll not put it on the screen. Psalm 54. As we come to a conclusion, ask the Lord to give you the grace to have a family devotion if you are not having one. Or if you have had one and you are tired along the way, do not be wary of doing good. Keep on doing good. Do good, do good, do good, do good. Begin praying. And then have your private time, even if it is 5 minutes or 7 minutes, your own. Husband, your own time. Talk to God, your own issues. Wife, talk to God, your own issues. Children, you have your personal issues to talk to God about. They know, and he can say yes or no. Sometimes, after we have had the family devotion, I say, see you in 15 minutes. I go to the room and I lock. Sometimes they don't see me until after 1 hour. Because sometimes I want to pray 15 minutes and the Holy Spirit says, no, 1 hour. Because Jesus said, wouldn't you tarry for 1 hour? I would like us to stand. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, daily let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day. And wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Do we know it? Okay, I'll teach you the chorus only. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day. And wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Do we have it anywhere? We'll tell Renee to next time when we come. All right. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. All right. I like singing. You'll excuse me for that. Hallelujah. All right. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often fall. faith. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he will attack and shield thee, thou wilt find our soul is there. Hallelujah. Before I pray, I will say, sing that song the whole of this week with your family in the name of Jesus. Sing it for 7 days. And those issues, sing 7 days as a start every night. There are issues that you want God of heaven to deal with. Just sing that song and pray. The first 7 days, and then you continue. I would like to pray, and then if there is anyone who would like prayer, I will do that ministry immediately after Pastor Hans has rehanded back the microphone. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, in the name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer, our Teacher, our Father. We thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus for speaking to us. We ask you, blessed Redeemer, today, The disciples told you, teach us how to pray. We are asking you this morning, Everlasting Father, to teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray for our very personal lives, for issues that we are struggling with individually, publicly or privately. We are asking you, blessed Redeemer, to teach us how to pray for our spouses. We are asking you, Everlasting Father, to teach us how to pray for our children, how to pray for our grandparents, how to pray for our aunties and uncles, how to pray for our nephews and nieces, how to pray for our cousins, how to pray for our families. Teach us how to pray for our pastoral team. Teach us how to pray for one another as a congregation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hori kaninana saya lalaba. Teach us how to pray for our assembly in the name of the Lord. Teach us how to pray for our city, how to pray for Maple Creek, how to usher in many more to come into the house of prayer for salvation, for teaching, for rebuke, for admonition. Teach us, Everlasting Father. Teach us how to pray for peace in our country, Canada. And teach us how to pray for the leadership of the land in the name of Jesus. And teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray, Everlasting Father. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And give us the grace to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for this congregation, blessed assurance. I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord over each and every congregator today. Over their families, I decree and declare peace that surpasses human understanding. I pray that none of them will be anxious about anything, but that by prayer and supplication, they make their requests known to you. Yes, thank you for the mood of prayer. Yes, you can begin praying now. Pray in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Everlasting Father. I decree and declare your blessings over them. The blessing of grace, the blessing of protection, the blessing of healing in the name of Jesus. Father, I worship you and I honor your name. I thank you for Pastor Hans and Pastor Janet, Pastor Paul and Pastor Jill and the other ministers, the board of elders. I pray for great wisdom. I pray everlasting, Father, in the name of Jesus, for peace that surpasses human understanding, for increase of understanding and knowledge in the name of Jesus. I pray for good health, abundance of life in the mighty name of Jesus. God of heaven, continue to minister in their privacy in the name of Jesus, in issues that they need deliverance from. I speak deliverance everlasting, Father. I decree and declare restoration and the love of God to overflow. I pray for the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, that they will flow in this assembly in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor and adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.